Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM back with you here on a Monday after a fantastic holiday weekend. Let's get to our headlines here in the final hour, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia models in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Florida Panthers officially getting their names engraved on the cup this weekend. So that means it's going to be back in the hands of Papa real soon. And the Cats can have their summer with the cup, doing whatever they please, Leroy, with back-to-back years named engraved.
Yep, they've had this puppy now for going to be 2 years.
Looking forward to seeing what shenanigans this summer will entail. I think everybody's had a nice little, it feels, well, did Sam Bennett get married this weekend? I think he got married this weekend.
Whoa.
I feel like I saw that all over social media. Who do you feel like behaves the worst at a wedding? And why is it
Kachuk.
Jonah Gadjevich?
So maybe possible. Sorry.
Whoa.
I believe, yeah, the fourth line is a very
party line?
Very interesting breed of people. Yeah. So I was watching a video and they were all wondering who they would trust the least with the Stanley Cup. Everyone in the Panthers basically said AJ Greer.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Arm sleeve tattoo and just AJ Greerness. Yes. Whoa. Which is why I want to find out when Norm Powell follows him.
I honestly don't see why it's so weird. Like I said,
that's a little weird.
It is weird. It's not weird.
He was probably watching the cup and he probably really enjoyed how he was playing.
So I was thinking, I've tried to think, who would I have followed in baseball? There's two guys that, right, I would, Kenny Lofton.
Ah, yep.
And y'all don't know this guy, Ronald Marini. He was a shortstop at my high school. And he went through the ranks. He's now I think he's a scout or something now. But those are probably the only two guys.
I'm not
so
sure.
So guys you have connections with.
Yeah, to some extent.
Did the Bennetts, I'm reading this, but did they come out to the Panthers goal song?
I think they did. You want to know why? Because the Bennett's about to hear that for the next 8 years, dude. Wow.
Tell me, I would have danced for them.
That's a good wedding.
You would have danced? What you
wait.
I would have danced.
No.
Hold on. Mean.
Now.
Oh, Scooby.
I know you're not intending that. But that has kind of a lap dance vibe to it.
No. I meant in a starfish kind of way. You know how I said when we wanted them before? Let's not get our little heads.
No, I'm just saying.
Why would I do that? I need to respect the Bennetts.
I'm
not that kind of person.
Did you hear how I addressed it?
Hmm.
I said, I know it wasn't your intent, but it had that vibe.
Strip at a wedding.
Because I would have said it in a different way.
Poor taste. Right. Yeah, it's more of a bachelor party thing.
Yeah. You know what I also don't like at a wedding, though? You know where they do that thing where you got to, like, what is it called? Garner? What goes up the dress? I don't even know.
Garter?
Yeah, they have to, like,
in a bouquet?
In front of everyone. The bouquet is fine. Whatever. You throw it, someone catches it, totally easy. I don't want to see the bride and the groom go, like, up the dress. And I'm like, shouldn't you save this? I don't want to see this right now. I got Aunt Daisy and Uncle.
Well, yeah,
William.
I mean, it's not fun when Meemaw's the only witness to your wedding. Yeah,
you know, it's strange. It's very
that would go down as the funniest thing. We leave the room, we come back, and it's like, you're married.
My former roommate, my freshman roommate, the one whose closet I peed in and PlayStation, he caught the garter.
Wasn't there a running back from Green Bay? From, I think he was from Miami.
Najee Davenport, you're referring to the dump truck?
Yeah, he took a number two in somebody's closet.
In Barry University, he did.
Barry University? Why does this keep happening?
What? Well, you know, it's a party. I think people are sleeping on the Bucks. But my roommate caught the yarder and my sister-in-law got the bouquet. And my wife gave the hard stop with the hand in the face when it was their turn. Because the way it goes is the bride and groom do it, but you flick the belt thingy.
Yeah.
They catch it. The groom, the single men catch it, and then the women throw the bouquet, and then they have to go and put the thing on the leg.
Oh yeah.
While she's sitting there, and I believe it's as many inches as it goes up the over the knee is like 10 years good luck or 5 years good luck, something like that. And well, it got to
be all up next to her nether region trying to put this thing on.
Yeah, and it got to a point where Mrs. Tobin was not having any more of the good luck. She goes, "That's my sister. Get the hell out of here."
Yeah, yeah. You see, it's just a weird thing overall. We should probably get rid of that. If anyone's listening at the wedding committee,
think about this. This is the first time I've heard a big deal made of that. Hmm. Right? Because usually people just do it and it's fun and whatever.
Nah, I don't.
So.
Well, how many weddings have you gone to recently, Leroy? I feel like you haven't gone to a wedding since you turned 40. I feel like once you turn 40, you don't have to go to weddings anymore. Like,
okay. I haven't been to a wedding in a while. I think I haven't been to a wedding.
I went, yeah, but.
I went to my buddy's wedding last year.
My sister-in-law got married at our house.
Oh, see, that doesn't count.
Right. But wait, no.
Last time I went to a wedding.
No, we had, we got a tent. We had everything laid out. It was nice. The last one I went to was my buddy Harold. He had his wedding in Hawaii.
That was a while ago, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the last wedding I went to was
2022. Now he's with his next wife.
I went to a wedding recently and was rescued by an owl.
You know, I got to tell you who's probably sneaky at a wedding, at a Panthers wedding, who you got to keep away from the microphone? Apparently Barkov.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hey, everybody. Sasha Barkov here. It's like, we know, Alex. We're all friends with you. Anyway, listen. I really didn't mean to put Sam Reinhardt as Summer Rae. I didn't mean... We know, Barky. We know. Just get the microphone from him.
They were tweeting at Summer Rae.
Of course they are. I'm sure that they were. I'm sure she was tagged on Instagram nonstop.
They were tagging her with Lundell.
Calm down, Scooby. Because he's Mr. Las Olas, show her a good time over at Rocco's Tacos.
Love that place.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. I thought for a second you were going to go with,
I got the power. Oh.
I thought that's what we were going with.
Yeah.
They also did the theme for Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles.
Oh.
You know all the movie soundtracks.
Yeah.
Very oddly.
That's weird. See, him following AJ Greer is not weird. This, it's a little
weird. It's a little strange. It's a little strange. I don't understand. It definitely popped out. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. AJ Greer. I'm sure there's a great story behind it. The thing that I think is, you think that he watched the Panthers this postseason and was like,
where is he from?
What? San Diego.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's why I'm like, they must have crossed at some point when he was a Raptor.
Also, there's so many other performances. Like, I could see Sam Bennett.
Did Greer play in Toronto?
He's from Toronto. No, he didn't play, but he's from Canada.
He played in Calgary.
I don't know.
I'm going to ask him. Let me call Norman.
Third question. I'm telling you.
Normie.
I got the power.
So how about yesterday on Love Island? They gave somebody the old boot yesterday.
Whoa.
Old Sierra got canceled. And they gave her the heave-ho.
Sierra.
This has become a new thing with Love Island. They'll just cancel a member and they'll just be like, they'll go to the Irish narrator and just be like, Sierra left the villa for personal reasons. Anywho.
Wow.
Next scene. I'm like, wait, what?
That was so awkward.
This wasn't like episode two because they canceled the other girl for racial slurs, but that was episode two. Nobody knew who she was. Where they're like, we sent her ass packing. Anyway, back onto the challenge. I mean, Sierra had been there the all season long, Leroy, and they were just like, anywho, Nick's single now.
And apparently we loved
people
Sierra.
Were hearing her in the background just yelling during breakfast time.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I keep seeing. People that they heard her yelling in the background.
That's great. They just took her ass and just said, "Hey, see ya. You're out of here, Sierra." But I feel like you got to have like a sit down confessional or something like that. You can't pull that move 30 episodes into the season and just be like, "Anywho, we're moving on." It'd be crazy. Imagine like watching
it down a little bit too quick.
Well, that's another thing. People are like, is this by design? Because they didn't want her to win because her and Nick were one of the strongest couples, and people like her and Alandria together, even though, you know, they kind of had like their little side thing when they were fake eliminated from the island, from Casa Amor and the villa. So did this test better? And so this is going to go over better with fans. I don't know. But what I do know is, you got to give us a little more for somebody who's that, even if she is canceled for using. And by the way, stop going on Love Island if you use slurs in the past. Or producers, research your contestants better.
Yeah.
How do the people on Instagram find this in 15 seconds and you can't?
Well, look, to be fair, you know, maybe a couple dates elves out there with a little too much time on their hand, you know, if I'm being honest. Sometimes people are a little quick on the draw.
Love Island would be only so... Oh, no, let me tell you something. Love Island would only be so lucky to have Dade South on their research staff. Like, that man should be that man should be raking in the cash doing that, where he's like, too much. You're off Love Island. But you can't just come in here and just be like, well, we just sent her packing. Personal reasons. Hi, shi, 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 shi. Anyway, moving on to the challenge. You can't do that.
I mean, there's certain things that you say that are in the slip of the tongue, right? Like, you got to go to it. You got to go to that place to be able to say certain things. And so when you use, you know, racial slurs in any way, you can tell if they're a professional or not.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And so I think that's one of the things that, like, it's a game and it's that, but you kind of have to, there's a lot of different nationalities there. You kind of got to respect it.
You got to play it cool. But anyway, Alondra and Nick are now together. And then you got Amaya and Brian together. That seems like the top two right now. I don't think Ace and Shelly got the goods to get this over the finish line. It is the final week. And so, you know, we got the families meeting this week. We're going to have three of them eliminated probably by maybe tonight. I think that maybe
it's the final week?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's the final week.
Thank God.
How many couples are left? How many people?
Six couples. So they'll slice it in half. They'll get rid of three of them. They'll bring it down to the final three. And then finale will be on Sunday, I believe.
So once you get to at what number are you just okay? You're with who you're with, or do they still do games to?
I don't, they usually have a movie night. That's usually a big thing. But the thing is, the only thing that was juicy on movie night was going to be Nick kissing Alandria. And now Sierra's kicked to the curb. I don't really know what you could play on movie night that would get anybody excited. You know? So it's almost a useless operation right now. Because they kind of replaced movie night by confessional night. They had not done the confessional game where they just write the anonymous letters and everybody owned up to it. That actually turned out to be better than some movie nights. Fireworks.
That was intense.
But while we were watching Love Island, Pat Riley, he was on Heat Island and he was making trades.
Yeah. His
man's not awake.
Never doubted.
Always knew you could do it, Pat. Never doubted you.
Oh, my goodness.
Never doubted you, dude.
Really?
Now that we've picked up Norman Powell, now
set Kevin Love off the island. Hi, shi, 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 shi. Take your funny memes and take slow mo with you. I want 22 points a game on my backcourt.
Great.
Apparently, Thanks. You're safe
from Norman Powell slander.
Yeah, because
I don't think I've ever had a hot take on Norman Powell.
Hey, I'm gonna say this: nobody is safe when his team is losing. You have a problem with everybody. Just the look of him. Just look at him. Smug face. Like, you just go off on anybody. Just randos.
But no one's first to give you flowers more than me, dude. They call me the florist.
No one called you that.
Dude, I would give flowers out. Trust me. I'm already looking at Bryson Warren right now on the summer league team. And I'm like, something about him.
Okay.
Something about him.
Here we go.
Something about him. I do, but can I tell you one thing? A little critique. All right, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm happy with the Heat today, so I'm not gonna
go.
Little critique.
Slander.
You couldn't even wait till the body was cold to give him Duncan Robinson's number?
Wow.
Sheesh. You gave him 55 already, just like that? Didn't even let the body cool.
What number did he wear in with the Clippers? Where were the Clippers?
Who?
Norman Powell.
Oh, I'm not talking about Norman Powell. I'm talking about Bryson Warren on the summer league team.
Oh, to get, well, that don't count.
It doesn't count
until you get to the big team.
All right. So when he gets to the big team, you don't think
give you whatever number you want. And then when you get to the, if, you know,
I don't think they give you whatever number you want. I'm seeing a lot of 59s and 63s.
That's a really.
Wait, how do you call a foul? What's the signal for foul? Foul.
Just said 5-4. I don't know. Oh, can I tell you something, dude? Let me tell you something right now.
Wait a minute, you answered it with a dumbass answer, and then you want to keep moving?
Can I just tell you something? These officials, I know it's summer league for them too, and a lot of them are trainees, like they're learning the review system. Enough of this already. Go learn on somebody else's time, because they did an out-of-bounds call replay yesterday on Bronny James and Kasparis Jakachonis. Bronny very clearly was able to deflect it off Jakachonis. I saw it. It took me 3 seconds. They sat there, Leroy, for 9 minutes trying to figure out whose ball is it? It's the second quarter of summer league. Who cares whose ball it is? Just move on.
For a person who couldn't wait for summer league, you seem to be complaining about summer league in a way which minimizes.
But one of the things I like about summer league is it's supposed to move, baby. You know, 10 minute quarters, no halftime.
Summer league, you get like no foul outs, right?
Oh, I think you get 10. Somebody had 9 on the Spurs the other day.
Is he playing basketball or he in jiu-jitsu match?
I don't know. But I'm telling you.
Tobin, if you were announcing that, you go, man, he is really touching him up. 9 fouls?
Bryson Warren played with Ware in high school? I didn't know that, Prez. Prez561 with the chat. He threw a sick lob to him. He's been playing really well. Probably like the best non-highlight guy that you're like going into the summer league talking about besides Ware, Keyshawn, Pella, and Kaz. Like, I think he's probably like the guy who's played the best. They had some intangible shoot a lot of threes the first game, but he was terrible the last game. I love summer league.
Bryce,
I think
Warren.
You read into it too much.
That's totally fair.
Okay,
but they got to do something about these officials. Then the summer league started off the first game. They couldn't get the scoreboard fixed for 9 minutes. It's like, who cares what the score is? It's summer league.
Yeah, but you wait a minute. You were the first person to come in here when the Heat won the summer league championship.
That mattered.
Well, it's the same summer league.
But, you know, just more in a timely fashion. Can we get this going? Let's keep it humming along, baby.
I would say this. They use this as a training tool for the refs and the people that are reviewing the plays. You know why? Because they don't care about summer league either.
I would like by game, if the fellow Heat summer leaguers have to start voting off their players, be like, this is really tough. But unfortunately, Dane Danger, we're sending you home.
Wow. Does the audience get to vote too?
Yeah, you get to vote for your favorite Heat player, of course.
Oh, that'd be good.
On the Heat app. Heat Summer League Love Island.
Wow. Heat Summer Island? Heat Summer Island. There's something
there.
You don't have to make everything
a pun.
No, it's something there, dude. Make it an alliteration. We're there, dude.
I got the power.
No. Take a break.
I was thinking, I actually kind of like it.
Point for Tobin.
We'll take a break. Play a little All Right, Oh No to close things out after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. If you missed any of the show today, you guys can get the Tobin and Leroy podcast. You guys can also check it out. We had the whole live breakdown and whole live reaction to the Norman Powell trade going down in the 1 o'clock hour today. So check that on out. My all right. Couple Marlins. Giving it to Kyle Stowers for making the All-Star team. All right. Congratulations to Stower Power for making the All-Star team. He deserves it. My own, my other all right goes to Jim Leland.
All right.
For making the Marlins Hall of Fame and your lovely bobblehead, which my son says makes you look like Stan Lee.
Does kind of look like Stan Lee. It's the mustache, right?
The mustache. It's the mustache. Yeah. Great speech by him, by the way. Great speech by Jim Leland. It was a Goosey's moment. I didn't even know it was Jim Leland Day when I got the ticket, so I was excited about that. I was like, oh, it's Jim Leland Day? Very exciting. Very exciting. So very happy and all right to Jim Leland. My oh no goes to Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Who was arrested by ICE a week after fighting Jake Paul because apparently he's been working as an enforcer for the cartel, allegedly. How is he on the radar of ICE, but they let him fight Jake Paul? I'm very confused by this.
What?
I'm very confused. I thought this was a fake story. I'm like, is this real? Am I getting fooled? I'm seeing stories that he was used by the cartel. They're hanging their enemies up, and he's using them as heavy bags. And I'm like, you need to bring in a former world champion to do that? Like, this is what we're doing? Sometimes the world now, I see headlines, and I'm like, that seems like a movie. This can't be real. But anyway, that's my
home. Oh, no.
Leroy?
All right. My all right is, again, this weekend was awesome. Got to spend some time with two of my cousins, and it was really cool. So kudos for them coming. They went on a cruise, and then just made it a longer trip and stayed with me for a couple of days. Nice catching up, explaining home to the rest of the family, because when you just hear a story from one person about how you grew up, right? Sometimes they're like, "Oh, he's exaggerating," but I had my cousins with me. They're like, "Oh no, that's for real, right?" And I don't know what happened, but I hope everything's okay. My lawn guy started cutting my grass, and then left. And I texted him. He said had an emergency. Now I don't know what that was all about, but we have heard, stuff like this happening all around. And I hope he's okay, but I don't know if I need to go invest in a lawnmower or something and do it myself because I'm worried. You know what I mean? I'm worried, like, what's going on? So I hope he's okay. I hope his family's okay. But, that's my oh no, because that kind of sucked because half my yard is high grass and it looked like somebody tried to cut a football field in the middle of it. So
looking like Field of Dreams where they just
it caught me off guard because he sends a message, "Hey, please keep the dogs inside, I'm getting ready to cut the grass." Okay, then like a half an hour later, I didn't hit a lawnmower. I said, "Oh man, something happened to the lawnmower or something," and then I start thinking a little bit deeper and I'm like, oh no,
oh man.
But I don't know, I didn't want to. That's kind of something that you don't go into.
Sure.
So I hope he's okay.
What do you got for us today, Jennifer?
Well, my all right starts with a big, very happy birthday to one of my favorite former Miami Heat players.
Hmm?
Birdman.
All right.
Wow.
He turned Birdman's birthday? 47 today.
How about that?
Still looking greater than ever. You go, boy.
Where is he?
Whoa, now, isn't he?
I mean,
Well, from the last time we saw him, he's very private.
Very much off the grid. Does he think he's like, where the hell do you think he is?
Wasn't he in the big three?
He was. He was, like, in the first couple of seasons, he was in the big three. Okay. Yeah, we had him on. We had him on when he was in the big three.
I wouldn't go watch him.
But he's, I don't know what he's doing now. So happy birthday to Birdman.
Happy birthday to Birdman. Also, my all right goes to karaoke rooms.
Oh, my God. They did karaoke. All right. on Friday.
I did karaoke on Thursday night.
It was, that was terrible. I had to go outside and tell them, hey, too much.
Why?
Y'all can't sing.
Now you got a new song you can do.
I got the power. I'm sorry. I just think it's good.
I'm
going to do that parody song, but it's only going to be that line.
Like, I was thinking, what are the other lyrics in that song?
I don't think there are any other lyrics.
I don't even know. I was like, I don't know. I think that's it.
I think it goes,
yeah, yeah. And
then they say, it's getting kind of hectic.
Okay. This
yeah.
Okay.
Your Oh No?
My Oh No goes to this horrible weather this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Cutting a downer on my weekend.
I just got like 40 minutes, like twice a day, of just torrential downpour. Then it went away and then the sun came out. But it was raining hard.
It flooded my hair.
Well, crazy. I mean, I don't know how with the train tracks and everything.
Wow, lash out, why don't ya? That's fine. I also give another Oh No to Tobin for posting birds on his Instagram. Knowing very well people were going to go after me in his DMs.
Okay, fairness, I could have posted it on my just feed and then you would have had to deal with the comments. So in a way, I protected you.
Is it the birds that were on the ship? Did you see the one with the thousands of birds on the cruise?
No, I did not.
Oh.
There was a cruise taken over by birds?
Like in one person's room.
Oh.
That's pretty wild.
So yeah. Like the person had a bunch of wait. Yeah. So the person, they smuggled birds on?
No. There's I don't know how the birds got on there. It was like a bunch of birds. Hold on. I'll send it to you.
All right. Froggy, what do you got?
My all right. Goes to the goat himself. Ooh. The man, the myth, the legend, Aubrey Graham, baby.
What?
The boy is back. Iceman is on the way. So this is what, you know, he was very cryptic. He was like, hey, be here at 9 p.m. And everyone was like, what are you talking about, Mr. Drizzy?
Where is here? Where is
exactly
here?
No one knew what he was talking about. What but ended up being that? Here. So he posted it on his social media. What ended up happening is he did a live stream. People thought it was a music video of him just measuring ice, doing a bunch of things in the ice freezer because he's the Iceman. I don't know if you know that. New album coming out, Iceman. People find out this isn't a video. This is a live stream. He exits the fridge, gets into an ice van, and drives through the streets of Toronto. Even had one of you stupid little Kendrick fans like, oh, me, 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 me. And when he was confronted, just like the rest of you Kendrick fans, he folded. New song out, by the way. What Did I Miss? In which, you're going to like this, Tobin. This one's for you. What? Sends a little pot shot to LeBron James.
Did he now?
Sends a little
pot shot. No, Tobin's a changed man.
What did he say?
Look, and obviously I got to keep it clean for radio, but he says, I saw bro in the pop out with them. But he's been bleep riding gang since headlines. AKA, I saw you out there with Kendrick, but you've been on my stage singing my songs, what he said, lyric for lyric.
So here's the thing.
Revenge store.
I don't mean to throw some cold water on you.
Revenge store.
And I don't know if we're gonna use the term riding anything. But if anybody was riding on the bandwagon express, did Drake not get rejected from going into the Miami Heat locker room after winning a championship?
Oh, no, that was hearsay.
I mean, that was kind hearsay, of a tough look for old Aubrey.
Hearsay. That was hearsay.
Don't you know who I am? Let me in and celebrate with the Heat. I'm like on the team.
He was. First of all, that was Ira Winderman who's spreading that story. That didn't actually happen.
It's not Ira Winderman. I think it was ESPN West Palm that had that video.
Oh, what do they know? They weren't even there.
Look for the
video.
They
literally were there.
Oh, I don't think so. I think they got denied.
They literally took the video. It has millions of views.
No, it's a tough locker room. You don't know.
Hey, look at that video, Tobes.
Oh, the bird video?
It's on a cruise ship.
You song out, Drizzy Drake.
You know what? I honestly feel like I've seen this a very long time ago.
Yeah.
And it will, I think it might be.
AI. Oh my God. Hmm. Wow. That is the stuff of nightmares. That's terrible. Yeesh. Scary. What's your oh no, Froggy?
My oh no, unfortunately, goes to the flooding that's currently happening in Texas. My heart goes out to those people. A lot of bad stuff going on.
That's so scary. Dude, they said that if that happened in what, like 45 minutes? Man,
45 minutes, really? 30 feet of that's water. Crazy. That went, first of all, the camp was at the bottom of a hill.
Yeah. No.
So the valley that they were in filled up in like 30 minutes.
That's insane. 40 minutes.
Very insane. That's
crazy.
Prayers go out. It is a rough experience. If you have any family there, you know, obviously my prayers go to them as well.
Is that where your family's in Houston, right, Leroy? Not San Antonio.
Yeah, they're south and north. One's in Dallas, and the other one's in Houston.
Yeah, this was like on the outskirts of San Antonio. And supposedly,
so that's like more. That's like northwest Texas, San Antonio.
What's crazy is like there was a rain thing. Remember what Fonz's car got stuck in? Like it was just like a rain. It wasn't even a storm. It was just like
rain. It wasn't a named storm or nothing. It just rained a lot and everything flooded up. I had to go get him in my truck, and the water was almost up to my hood.
Oh, it's crazy.
So we didn't think we were gonna get through it. He's like, "You got to just gun it." I'm like, "No, like, dude." What the hell?
That's good advice.
So, yeah, you remember I came into work and I said it took me an hour and a half to get to him and
that's another crazy.
Hour and a half to get out of there?
Yeah, well, we're wishing everybody, you know, as much as you can, the best time recovering. These natural disasters and what the weather can do, we certainly are familiar with that down here. It's a scary, scary situation.
Very scary.
And hope everybody who is dealing with it, man, I mean, just do what you can to help them. Because that was, they said it like happened in the night. Like nobody could even prepare for it that much. Like they knew that they were maybe flood. I don't think they had any idea it was going to be like that, like a monsoon flash flood. Crazy. That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate everybody for tuning into the program. Thanks to all of you who participated in the show with the chat. Everybody, if you missed any of it, you can get us on the Tobin and Leroy podcast, which is available for you on all podcast platforms. You guys can also watch the show back on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQM is the handle there. And we will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
I mean, it was so beautiful.
We'll see.
Today, Juneteenth, indoors is a man, that kicked my ass.
People are still dropping ass to the Charleston. What is this, Ethel? They've added a trombone.
Come and find me, motherfucker.